Hillary Clinton won in Ohio last night after a week of getting tough with her opponent in TV ads and in campaign appearances, and it was a convincing victory. She won the state with women, especially older women, blue-collar voters, and even white men, a group where she's lagged in several recent primaries. While Barack Obama carried Cuyahoga County, where Cleveland is, almost all of the rest of the state went for Clinton, including rural areas and blue-collar towns like Canton and Akron. NPR's Linda Wertheimer was in Akron on primary night talking to some of the working men and women who threw their weight behind Clinton in Ohio.
Clinton's campaign workers were gathered in the back room of a downtown bar called the Barley House when they heard that news organizations were calling Ohio for their candidate. Frank Sklenar, a retired auto worker, was like a lot of older blue-collar workers, happy with the win, but a little surprised to find himself part of that celebration.
Well, I'll tell you what. Ever since I've been a little boy, I said I'd never vote for a woman. Never. Now I'm eating my words. Because she's a fighter. I think she knows what she's doing. She's been in politics a long time. I think she'll lead us out of this trouble we're in.
Clinton had the help of lots of voters like Sklenar, older, blue-collar men who've seen Ohio's economy sink as manufacturing jobs moved away. She also had the help of women like Ann Heflin, who lives in Firestone Park, a community originally built by the tire company for its rubber workers. Small houses, she says, but very well kept up.
You know, I'm 69 years old, and I want to see a woman in the White House. And clean up the mess, sweep out the dark corners, calm things down.
Heflin also told us she believes Clinton when she says she'll start bringing troops home from Iraq. Heflin's stepson is headed for his second tour of duty there. Nancy Ulrich is a retired nurse. Elated by Clinton's victory, she proposed last night that Obama should be vice president. He's not ready to be president, she said. He needs to raise his children first.
Then be the president. You know, Hillary's ready to go. You know, my dream is 16 years. 8 with Hillary and Obama. And then he can have 8 years being the president. 16 years it will clean up this country and be happy to live here.
Earlier in the day, we went down to Mogador near the Goodyear plant, which is still here. The trademark blimps were made here. Goodyear and Cyberling are the names of streets.
Would you like a cup of coffee?
At the Donut Depot, where they're serving glazed donuts in the shape of shamrocks, we talked issues with early morning coffee drinkers. Larry Barno, who's a retired rubber worker, brought up the Democrats' tussle over trade and NAFTA.
You know, they want to blame NAFTA on Hillary, but Hillary was never president. Why would you want to blame her for something that she never did? Think about it. And that's the biggest issue that Obama's pushing. And what the people need to do is see through some of the twisted messages that come out.
Larry Pettit is a mostly retired plumber. He likes Hillary because he says she's older, smarter, and more experienced than the young fellow.
He's dreaming. Because I know I'm 73 years old and things haven't changed, you know, from president to president.
So you figured that hope is not necessarily a big message for you, hope and change?
I've learned a long time ago, you don't hope for anything. You go get it. Hope does not bring you a nickel.
Dusty Walker supported Clinton because she felt Obama was trying to turn Ohio's primary into a popularity contest. For Walker, it's about jobs and the economy. As jobs left and the economy sagged, her job as a property manager was affected.
My husband and I both worked for the same company in 06, and we both lost our jobs when the properties were sold. So it's pretty tough when two people in the same household are totally unemployed, especially later in life, because we were older at the time.
Voters in Summit County, Ohio, whose doubts about Obama have given new life to the campaign of Hillary Clinton. Linda Wertheimer, NPR News, Akron.